Diva Kodja, it's me sure Joe Mullen, Thoughtfuls, you're always with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, I'm Joe Mullen, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Bollard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. On this week's programme, we'll be hearing some favourites, and I'll be dealing with a couple of emails that I've got during the week. But starting off with Brendan Shine with a bit of advice. If you ever go over to Ireland, listen to this.
If you ever go over to Ireland, just take a tip from me. Just close your mouth and open your eyes and don't you make so free. You'll find the colonies over there, they're not so free at all. Sure, one of them made a fool of me way down in Donegal. Well, I took her under me arm and we went walking down the lane. She said, no, don't get funny, for if you do, I'll scream. You've lost your Irish manners, you have no shame at all. And your Yankee lost don't mean a thing to the girls in Donegal. I then went over to Galway to the town of Ballinmore. There I met a lassie, Mary Ann Gilmore. She said, you are a stranger, I never saw you before. And we don't play tramps and hobos in the town of Ballinmore. Well, I took her under me oxter, we went walking down a lane. She said, no, don't get funny, for if you do, I'll scream. I gave her a wink, what do you think, she lies awake a storm. She scratched me nose and she tore me clothes in the town of Ballinmore. I then went over to Dublin to that city of great fame. Walking down O'Connell Street I met a fondly dame. She said, hello there Yankee, I'd like to show you around. As you're far from home you'll feel at home in dear old Dublin town. Well, I took her under me oxter, we went walking down the street. She said, I'm awful hungry, when are we going to eat? I brought her into Cleddy's, a cafe on renown. And upon me so she stole me rolling dear old Dublin town.
Oh, a bit of good advice there from Brendan Shine. Watch those Dublin Colleens. Now we come to a singer that I play regularly on Sounds Irish. I'm a very big fan of Brendan O'Dowda. Brendan made many good albums, quite a lot of Percy French songs as well. But this one is a song entitled The Old Boreen. Now, a boreen is an Irish word for a little road, or in lots of cases, just a lane. And he was wandering down, he was coming back from the fair, and he wandered into this house to light his pipe, as anyone would do. I tell you what, I let Brendan tell you the whole story.
It was on a summer's evening in the merry month of May. I was coming from the fair of Cappamore. I was driving home a pretty pair of heifers by the way, when by chance I stood outside a cottage door. I just dropped in to light me pipe as any lad might do when going to or coming from a fair. When I spied a pretty colleen with two eyes of melting blue, it was really then my heart felt very queer. I love to ramble down the Alborine when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was coming from my farm down a neighboring marine when I met sweet Kitty tripping like a fawn. She gave me such a smile that I felt like in a dream, and I never slept a wink that night till morn. But the next time that I met her, sure I told her of my love, she blushed and nearly let her basket fall. Then she said, "Go on, you schemer," with a gentle little shove, and added, "Ask me, father," that was all. I love to ramble down the Alborine when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was thrashing in the barn when her father came one day and said, "Patsy Murphy, what is this I hear? I've been speaking to my daughter, well now what have you to say? Wish your faith I couldn't say a single word." Then he took me by the hand and said, "Patherick, me son, I'd be glad to see you settled well in life. And since you love me daughter and her heart you fairly won, at Shrovetide you can make the girl your wife." I love to ramble down the Alborine when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. A whispering to Kate Muldoon.
And to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, whispering to Kate Muldoon. Brendan O'Dowda there. We might get a second song from Brendan later on in the programme. Now we're moving over to the west of Ireland, to that beautiful district Connemara, part of County Galway. I'm going to play you a track here from Big Tom, an album I received recently. And listen to the lyrics of this. Paints a lovely picture.
There's a place in County Galway, neath the skies of golden grey, close by the Manturk Mountains, where so often I did stray. And the little town of Clifton, I long to see once more, beside the broad Atlantic, on my Connemara shore. You can see the misty mountains when the heather's in full bloom, and the waters of Loch Carron close by the hill of Doon, and the mountain streams that whisper through the valley of Kylemore, you join the salt sea waters on my Connemara shore. Connemara's lakes and mountains mean home sweet home to me, and the winding little country roads that journey to the sea. The shamrock and the heather I long to see once more, and the lovely Manturk Mountains on my Connemara shore. Five-Nine Highway in the valley far below, there stands a lonely cottage where the old road used to go, and the whistle of the freight train has gone forevermore. That echoed through the mountains on my Connemara shore. Connemara's lakes and mountains mean home sweet home to me. And the winding little country roads, the journey to the sea. The shamrock and the heather I long to see once more. And the lovely Manturk Mountains on my Connemara shore. The shamrock and the heather I long to see once more. And the lovely Manturk Mountains on my Connemara shore.
A little bit of country and Irish there from Big Tom telling us the story of the Connemara Shore. And believe you me, friends, Connemara is simply beautiful. It has everything. It has sea, lakes, rivers, mountains, forests, everything. And the people are so big-hearted over there. Big Tom. I've just realised something. We've gone a little bit into the programme and we haven't had a female singer on the programme. I'm going to put that to rights now because another of my favourite Irish ladies going to sing for us now. Anne Breen, and a lovely clear voice. She's going to sing for us a song that we all know so well. We were over there in Connemara a few moments ago. We're moving right over to the east now and into Northern Ireland. And she's going to tell us the story of The Mountains of Mourne, another Percy French song. Oh Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, where the people are working by day and by night. This is the young man writing home from London to his girl who lives in the Mountains of Mourne.
Today, I was crossing.
Doesn't she have a lovely voice, clear and sweet? Anne Breen telling us the story of the Mountains of Mourne. Now, friends, we come to a very special track on this week's Sounds Irish. It's a little longer than we usually have, but before I play it, I just want to say that this week here in Ireland, we've been commemorating all those Irish men and women who perished in wars, both world wars and many other conflicts besides. In Dublin this week, our president, Michael D. Higgins, and our Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, attended a multi-denominational service, and the armies and all the services were there. It was a wonderful occasion. And also, it brought home to me something that happened a few years ago. I happened to be part of a cycling tour of Thailand. We were raising much-needed funds for the National Council for the Blind of Ireland, cycling around Thailand. And on one of the days off, we took a trip on the Burma Railroad, as it was called. It ran right through Burma into Thailand and on up. And the work was done by a lot of the captured prisoners of war. The Japanese are making them build the railway. And beside the railway, one afternoon, we came across a cemetery. Buried in that cemetery were all those people who worked on that railway and died while working on the railway. Just inside the gate of that cemetery, I was with my friend who could see. I was on the back of a tandem, being totally blind, and he sat down beside me at the graveside of a young man. All I remember was his surname was O'Brien, and he died at the age of 19. He was Irish, but he died out there and was buried out there beside the railway. And I remember sitting on that lovely summer's afternoon and thinking of this next song. It's sung for us here by the Furies. Now, a lot of people don't go along with the Furies. I don't with a lot of the material. But this, to me, is their best track. So imagine me sitting down beside the grave of this young man, O'Brien, and thinking of this song. And at the same time, thinking of all those men and women who perished, Irish men and women who perished during all those conflicts. The Furies.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while? Need the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, who was it slow and obscene? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down?
And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Did you leave it a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19?
Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame, in an old photograph torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did I sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze, it makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now.
But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
My young Willie, my bride, I can't help wondering why. To those that lie here, know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war?
Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the fall?
The Furies and Willie McBride. Just by something to add to that particular subject, my own brother was killed while serving in the British Army in the late 40s. Er yeshte gorev anam. And now a track They're from a group that have a great deal of time for Barleycorn. I think they make a lovely sound. As I think I told you the last time I played this track, my mother's name was Margaret. My father used to sing this song, and when he wanted to wind her up, he'd call her Maggie. But my sister was also Margaret. Well, she was Maggie till she became a teenager and then told us that from then on she was to be known as Margaret. Barleycorn and a lovely old song entitled Maggie.
I wander today through the hills, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green growth is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisy sprung. The creaking old mill is still, Maggie, since you and I. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, and time all along was the pen. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. When you and I.
Hasn't that singer got a lovely, clear voice? Barleycorn there and Maggie. And to be honest with you, I don't think that's an Irish song. And when I say my father used to sing it, my father never knew the words or all the words of a song. He only knew the opening lines or the chorus. But that was lovely. Maggie from Barleycorn. And now for the first of those emails I was speaking about at the beginning of the programme. This is not so much an email for this week. Friends, what I'm trying to do is to say hello to the lady in Dublin in Georgia who sent me an email a couple of weeks ago, and I put it on one side. I've been experiencing some technological problems over the last couple of weeks, and I've lost the email that the good lady sent me. I think her surname was Murphy, but she hailed from Dublin in Georgia. Now, if she could send me an email again, I promise I won't lose it this time. And the email address, as you all know, is everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I do apologise for losing that email. Now we come to another of my favourite ballad groups, the Dublin City Ramblers, and there's that lady in Dublin in Georgia. And we're going to play this. Tells the story of the lady, Dicey Riley. A bit of a character is Dicey in Dublin. And she used to go into, well, she loved a little drop of the hard stuff. And she used to go to the hawk, which is another word for the pawn shop, so she could pawn clothes to buy money for drink. The Dublin City Ramblers and Dicey Riley.
She has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. Parts off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. But the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Oh, she walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air. Then it's down by Summer Hill, up where the people stare. She says it's nearly 1:30, it's time I had another little one. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Long years ago when men were men and fancied Mayo Blanc, our lovely Becky Cooper, our Maggie's Mary Wong, one woman put them all to shame, just one was worthy of the name, and the name of the dame was Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. For it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little job. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
She owns a little sweet shop at the corner of her street. It's every evening after school, I go to wash her feet. But she leaves me there to mind the shop while she goes out for another little drop. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. For it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
But time went catching up on her like many a pretty whore. And it's after you along the street before you're out the door. Their looks all fade and the balance weight, but out of all that great brigade, still the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. For it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Some fine banjo picking there, was there not, from the Dublin City Ramblers, telling us all about Dicey Riley. Something I should have pointed out before I played the track was, there's an expression they use there, the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley, the best of them all, Dublin City Ramblers. Well, as we say on Sounds Irish many, many times, the song doesn't have to be Irish, as long as it has some connection with Ireland. This track, for instance, I've played quite a few times because I love it. The song is a Scottish song. The last time we played it, I think we played Sean O'Shea's version of it. We've had somebody else's version as well. We're going to have now the Kilkenny's version of that lovely song, Will You Go, Lassie, Go.
The trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
And we'll all
seagull. And if my true love, she were gone, I would surely find another. And the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
And we'll all go together to the wild mountain thyme. All
will you go, lassie?